Right now, high school seniors around Maine are waiting nervously for their acceptance letters from colleges. And their chances depend in part on grades, as we know. But as educators in Maine continue their transition to a new state-mandated proficiency-based diploma system, some have swapped out the traditional grades of A, B, C, D, E, F with ones, twos, and threes. And some parents are concerned that could affect their kids' chances of being accepted to college. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
South Portland High School sophomore Max Safer-Mang isn't one to speak out too much. He's quiet and deliberate with his words. But when his school moved to a new system of grading with ones, twos, and threes, he grew frustrated.
If you don't get a four, then you get a 3 out of 4, which is a lot lower mathematically than a 4 out of 4. And if it's not always clear how you can get to a 4, then it makes it hard to get a grade that's satisfying.
The new grades are part of South Portland's transition to a proficiency-based diploma, a new state requirement that will go into effect for the class of 2021. The idea is that for students to graduate, they have to be proficient in up to 8 subject areas. And while some schools are keeping A's and B's to measure that proficiency, others, like South Portland, are now using a 1-4 system, with 3 meaning proficient. Safer-Mang and his family don't like the new system for a variety of reasons. Max's mom, Dara Safer, isn't necessarily worried for her son, who's near the top of his class. But she is concerned that by distilling an entire class's worth of content down to just a 2 or a 3, colleges won't be able to really judge what a student knows.
And that more detailed and nuanced information that a regular grading system or traditional grading system would capture is now just being whitewashed over. And so how are you going to get the information that those kids need to get what they need to succeed if it's so nonspecific and general and vague?
Safer isn't alone. Administrators from across the state say this is the worry that parents bring up over and over again. Will colleges understand these new grades? Eric Waddell, the principal of Kittery's TRAPE Academy, says he still hears it all the time from parents.
Genuinely concerned. Like, oh my gosh, do we need to think about going to a different school?
But according to those in the college ranks, parents don't need to be worried yet. Chris Richards, the director of recruitment at the University of Maine at Orono, says colleges have always dealt with unusual grading systems from private or progressive schools.
They may have 5 different grading scales at one school. One's a 7-point scale, one's a 5, one's a 4. And you have to decipher all of that and work through that to make the best choice for a candidate.
To do that, he says, his university relies on a lot more than just grades. Extracurriculars, letters of recommendation, and standardized test scores are all incorporated, too. And Richard says counselors are also in constant contact with area high schools to stay up to date so they can understand these new grading systems and accurately assess students.
So there's a lot of phone calls.
Even with that reassurance, though, some questions remain. A recent report by USM Center for Education Policy, Applied Research, and Evaluation found that some admissions counselors feel that without enough clarity, the new systems could adversely affect some high-achieving or borderline students. In South Portland, Curriculum Director Rebecca Brown says her district is wrestling with this right now. She says under the school's new grading system, a 3.0 GPA means something much different than a few years ago. She says a 3 used to mean a B, pretty good. But she says under the school's new system, that 3 now represents a much higher level of learning. So currently, the district is reshaping its school profile that it sends to colleges to let them know what kinds of grades make a South Portland student a high achiever.
The student is in the top 10% of their class, even though the score may appear lower than what a college would expect from a student in the top 10% of their class.
At the University of Southern Maine, Director of Admissions Andrew King says his team is working to compile all this information from districts across Maine into a large database that it hopes to use to accurately compare these new grading systems. It's a lot of work, he says, but he thinks it'll lead to fairer outcomes for students.
It's better for making that decision, but it will take longer.
And King and other educators say the new system could actually provide a fuller picture of college applicants.
This is essentially an exemplar that we'll be using here.
In Kittery, TRAPE Academy principal Eric Waddell shows an example of a transcript his school is planning to adopt. He says that instead of just showing a list of classes and grades, students now receive scores for individual aspects of each subject, as well as for their behavior and work ethic. Waddell says by separating everything out, colleges can more easily see a student's strengths and weaknesses.
First of all, we're being very clear about what we want our students to know or be able to do. We're also being clear about what do we want our students to be like.
Ultimately, these transcripts will vary for every district across the state. And while many parents continue to have questions about this transition, colleges say that with enough communication, truly qualified students shouldn't have a problem getting admitted. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.